Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Good morning. Hold on. We have a little technical difficulties, and we'll try to get the call up in a minute.
Recording an error, please check the number or try to call again. Service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
Classes. I'm sure that all of those classes will be wonderful. Make sure we'll have at least a couple of people on the call tonight. Tonight on this very same line at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, there will be a great business presentation done by our directors, Roland Matouris and Craig Sweet. So make sure and have at least two brand new people on the call tonight. And also, all of the people that you got started this weekend, make sure and have them on the leadership call directly after. That's going to be at 9:30 Central Time, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, and 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on this very same line, because there will be a great leadership call being done by our director, Craig Sweet. So go ahead and make sure and have everyone, all of your team, all of your brand-new people, and anyone who's wanting to get reconnected back on the call tonight. Also, make sure you're aware of our Jet Set 24-hour hotline, and make sure we've got that number. That number is 512-404-1250, okay? Now, tonight, if you are in the Miami area, if you're in the Miami area, please join, bring all your guests to bring out to see James Pruitt. He's going to be at Rachel Moore and also Joanna Moore, our directors out in South Florida. He's going to be at their meeting tonight. That's going to be at Don Shula's in Miami tonight. So if you're in the Miami area, please go ahead and bring out all of your guests to meet James Pruitt tonight. Now, as I mentioned, the Harvest is Plenty Cruise is coming up in 3 weeks. Now, we're setting sail on Monday, June 30th. We're going to sail out of Miami, and we're going to go to Key West and also to Cozumel. And we're going to have on our cruise, we're going to have the Women of Distinction. We're also going to have the Jet Set Directors. And we're also going to have Coach Tomer right there giving live training. We hope that you will be there. We hope that all of your friends will be there. The countdown is certainly on. And so we are super excited to join everybody. Now, to go ahead and go on our cruise, make sure that you go to your favorite travel site. Click on the number, click on the first cruise there. Once you go there, you click on groups, and then you click on the number one, Cruise with Coach Tomer, June 30th, 2008. Go ahead and click there. You can find out all the details. We're being super excited to have everybody on. And if you were on Coach's call this past Saturday, you understand the new promotion that's going on as well. So it's a great opportunity to get your pastors involved as well. All right, everybody, go ahead and grab your pens and paper. It's time to go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and bring on our leader. Now, as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, indicating his income is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most, it's how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcia, and good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, Power Team Leaders. Good morning, Coach's Corner. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus Earners. Good morning, Directors and Jet Set Directors. Good morning, Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you champions. Yes, I know just like you, you can feel Marcia's smile coming through the phone, and yes, I do feel that as well. You know, it is such an honor and a privilege to greet such champions across the nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be on the line with you this morning. You know, Marcia, just hearing about that cruise just kind of excites me, you know, just knowing what it once started out as, just an idea of having a spiritually empowering journey, and just knowing that that idea that we had originally, and just the thought of having a particular cruise that could feature certain leaders and certain speakers, and just be a cruise and not only enjoy the breathtaking surroundings of just being able to travel and go on a wonderful itinerary and spend time with those people that you love, and in addition to all of that, just being there with other like minds with a common goal, and just to know what that vision was. And I don't know if you know about exactly the cruise-a-thon took place, and we all just listened, and we all followed, and we all just saw how this cruise just developed into something different. And now, just knowing that Coach Tomer's going to be there training, he's opened it up now to pastors, and it's just, it's like God has just taken this cruise to an entire another level, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just happy to be a part of it, even though it started out as something different, just to be a part of what it has turned into. It's just an honor, you know. It's just a pleasure to know that we're going to see each and every one of you that are going to be on that cruise. And now, pastors and it's just amazing to see how God has taken this cruise to another level completely, and just excited about being a part of it with all of you directors, with all of you Jet Set directors, and $10,000 dream bonus earners, and President's Club ring wearers, and all of you, just knowing that you're going to be there, Coach is going to be teaching, and it's just absolutely exciting. You know, just all the travel parties that took place this past weekend, and everybody's been telling everybody, it's been building. It's wonderful to know that time has now come. And just to see what's going on, it's just, it's breathtaking. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause for a moment, bring on my partner in success. Everybody's here, and I'm talking about third-level director, multiple President's Club, ring-wearing, big-time bonus earning. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the line none other than third-level director, Mr. Roland Atours. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, James. Man, I'm just so excited about this cruise. I'm waiting anxiously about this cruise. Man, I tell you what, man, the days have been going by so fast, man. I'm worried that I won't be able to fit into my cape, man. Anyway, how you doing, good looking?
Man, I'm doing great this morning, Roland. You know, just to look at this cruise and how we've been planning for it and waiting for it, and you've been a part of the whole process of putting everything together and all the different things that you've got in place, and now it's just strange, Roland, just to be a part of something and see it develop and unfold right before your eyes and see just the different influences start to go a whole different direction, and now to know this train is going to go on, and now all these pastors there, Roland. This is something we had not anticipated. Coach and I had talked about, some things that we're going to do, and man, just to see where it's gone now, Roland, it's just amazing just to be almost a part of it, following where it's going to end up more so than creating how it's going to take place. It's just good to know that we're all going to be there, Roland. And when it's full, it's full. When there's no room, it's no room. And right now, there's still some room left. So, wow, man, can you believe how it's developed, Roland, where it has gone to? Now all these pastors, it's bigger than what you and I thought.
You're exactly right, James. We do our part, and God does his part, you know, James. And I remember I told you my business changed on a cruise with Coach. You know, something different happens when you're out in the middle of the ocean and, you know, away from life, you know, away from a cell phone, you know, and your creative juices start flowing, man. And I tell you what, man, when I was on that cruise with Coach in my very first Coach's birthday bash, and, you know, and he just shared something he's always shared. But for some reason, that moment, I got the revelation. I got the revelation about how to build my power team, you know, how to dig deep, you know, and until then, you know, Coach said it before, but it was right there, man. It was right there when he was talking about it, man, and, you know, and I just felt like, wow, man, all I got to do is just help somebody get sick, you know, how selfish can I be? And to know, James, that he's going to have the State of the Union address, man, and he's going to, you know, talk to the pastor. I just really believe, James, something special is going to happen on that cruise. The Bible said when two or three are gathered in his name, he is there, and all of us are going to be there for one cause. There's going to be a harvest, as plenty of cruise. Everybody's going to be part of, you know, and just to bring pastors on that cruise, man. I tell people all the time that if you want to get a pastor on that cruise, if you try to get a pastor to get in the YTB, well, you need to get them on that cruise. All pastors love cruise. All pastors love to get away. Get them on that cruise and let Coach close your pastor for you.
You know, Roland, just knowing, again, how it's gone and being part of the process of putting it all together, now to see how it's gone in a whole different direction and just to see it, man, I'm telling you, just to be a part of how it's unfolding. Sometimes, you know, when you're steering and you're developing and you're planning something, and then it just takes off and goes to a whole other level. You just know it's special right away. And just, Roland, you know, you've been putting together your outfit. You were talking to me a little bit about it, and, you know, we're all going to be wearing all white on a formal night day and just be taking all those pictures and looking good. And that's where, I don't know if people know what you meant when you talked about your cape. But that's where your cape came in, you know. You know, now you're saying you don't know if you don't even bring the cape, because now everybody's talking about bringing the cape. Which where are you going, man? You doing the cape or no cape?
Well, Jay, man, I was playing with the cape, but now I think everybody's expecting a cape, man. You know what? So we get the cape developed, man. Like I said, man, the days were going by so fast, man. You know, I'm trying to lose weight so I can save this cape, man. This is a special moment to be able to wear that cape on the Harvest of Plenty cruise. I'm just looking forward to it, Jay.
Boy, you're so funny, man. I tell you, the women of distinction are going to be there on that cruise. And, you know, Roland, I wish I could tell you firsthand what the Women's Distinction were all about, but, you know, I wasn't there for the first one, but I do know that people came in droves from near and far, and just goes where Marcia was saying, just some of the experiences that they've had and things that they've gone through over 30 years, 40 years, and just the experience of that, you can't trade that for anything, and they'll be there. You know, and all the Jet Set directors and the wing, it's a pleasure to be a part of something, Roland, you know, and now we're, everything is kind of clicking. It's the final stage of our 60-day blitz. It's the end. I mean, it's like, here it comes, the moment we've been prepared for. We've been doing all of the personal habits and all of the principles and all of the mental fasts and exposing our business daily. And here it comes, Roland, the moment of truth, the time we've all been looking forward to. And now your pastor can go for free. Man, it's just amazing to see where this has gone. Coach never ceases to amaze me. Roland, here we are. It's that special time, Roland. And who are you looking forward to seeing there? And I know directors will be there. I know some circle of champions that will be there. I know some of the just the speakers that will be there. Now, all these pastors, some big churches and small churches and medium-sized ministries and pastors. And well, I don't know who we might bump into on that. Famous people, professional. Roland is taking on a mind of its own, a spirit of its own. And here we are just getting ready. Doing what our part is to do. I heard you talk about having faith of a spider, Roland. Faith of a spider. Why should we have faith of a spider?
Well, Jay, man, having the faith of a spider, man, I spoke to somebody on the call, you know, a few days ago, man. You know, the spider, man, just has an incredible faith. You know what? All that spider does, you know, the little spider, you know, all he does is find a little spot, you know, find an area, you know, and, you know, not knowing when his food is going to come, not knowing, you know, where it's going to come from, you know, not knowing what it's going to be, you know, but he finds a little spot, you know, in near a tree or something, and he just starts spinning his web and 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 spinning his web. And all of a sudden, you know, he's done spinning his web and he has this, you know, this awesome, this beautiful spider web that's sitting there. And he just goes to a corner and he just waits and just waits and just waits and just waits for a bug or wait for some form of creature or something that he's going to eat on that night, you know, just to come in and get caught by the web, you know. And that's his faith, you know. He just does his part, just wait for God to do his, you know. And I just think it's incredible, man, that all we got to do in this business is just do our part, you know. Just keep doing our part, you know. Just keep, you know, like you say, James, the tools that we have in place, just do our part. Just keep exposing, and you never know what's going to come to you, James. You know, sometimes, you know, people, you know, here we are, third-level director, fourth-level director, and you know, sometimes people, you know, think that, wow, man, I will never be able to do that. I won't be able to do that. Well, James, all we did was expose the business. You know, we can't really know we can't really tell who's going to come into our business, who we're going to talk to. We don't know that we're going to be able to meet a director that's going to come in and bring 400 or 500 people on the team. All we're doing is just doing our part. We don't know how the person's going to look. We don't know how the study is going to, even how it's going to sound. All we're doing is exposing the business, doing our part, and let God bring those leaders to our team. Let God, you know, bring those superstars to our team. All we're doing is spinning our web. You're never going to know how that superstar is going to look. And, James, I just really believe on this cruise, you know, we can invite some of the people that we think are special to our lives, you know, and just invite them on a day out. And to be on a cruise with like-minded people, like-minded individuals with the same goal in mind, I think it's going to be awesome, James.
You know, we've been to so many different events, so many blockbuster announcements, and so many events where things change and things happen right there on the spot. And, you know, if a person's not able to come to that cruise, well, they're just not able to come. You know, if they're trying to come and their schedule won't allow them, and we understand. But if you're able to be there, by all means, make sure you're there. Just leaving out of Miami there, rolling on the 30th of June, and taking that voyage and how special it's going to be and all the things that are going to take place in different groups and different teaching. But some things you just can't put your finger on, Roland. Some things that they don't happen there in some training class. They don't happen there in some sort of event where someone, sometimes just being there and having that conversation. I remember one time on the birthday bash, and Melissa Boston was there, and you know, just you never can tell what will happen there, Roland, when you're around those type of people. And you know, just who might say something, or who might hear a story you know, I'm telling you, something as small as that, but being there at the right place, at the right time, I mean, needless to say that, I mean, you know, what this can produce for all of us, man, I'm just excited. It's been an exciting weekend as well, Roland, you know, just travel parties that we've done, and just, man, just to see what's going on and what's taking place. It's been pretty refreshing, you know, just to see the new directors that have come to our team, Roland, the new $10,000 dream bonus earners, and just see the same thing that's happened with us, able to happen with other people. And now you have this big event. We all know the importance of making sure that you're there at the big event and building for events. But, Roland, I don't think we've built toward anything this big in a long time. Then immediately following this cruise, here comes the YTV National Convention, already getting all sorts of media coverage, Roland, from different news channels and people picking up the story about Lady Liberty. And it all just seems to come together. Here it is, this time of year once again. And Marcia mentioned the YTV University classes and all the different directors, and you're teaching, I'm teaching so many people, Roland, that because of you and who you've told and who they've told and now different teachers, well, we're going to be having some people teach that have never taught before, people on this team. It's exciting to see that what they pushed for, here it is coming together and all these events falling in place, Roland. This couldn't be scripted better for explosive growth. Would you agree?
Dave, you're absolutely right, man. And I know you feel me on the phone or just wondering, man, well, how can I get there, man? So many things happen at once. You know, I was talking to a few individuals when I was away, you know, James in New Jersey. They were like, man, Roland, we won't be able to make the cruise, man. We don't have the finances right now. I said, well, listen, I want you to look me in my eyes, and I want to tell you something. If you earn a leadership bonus this month, that's for the cruise. If you earn a leadership bonus this month, that's for your cruise, and that's for your convention. And I tell her right now, if the leadership bonus comes, you go ahead and pay for that. And don't worry about how it's going to come. You just spin your web. You just keep talking and watch what happens. If it happens to happen before the cruise or before convention, that's your finances. That's what you're going to use to pay for your trip. So I just say, have faith. You know, don't say you're not going now. Everyone's called to say you are going. I will go. I expect to go. I know I'm going. I know it's going to happen. I know God's going to make a way. Don't look at your finances. We say it all the time. Don't believe what you see. I know the finances don't look good. But I am going anyway. Somehow, some way, I will be on that cruise. Somehow, some way, I will be at convention because I just expect to be there. I don't know how it's going to happen, but James, I expect to be there.
Having the faith of a spider. My goodness, doing your part, let God do the other part. Well, that, I don't know if a spider has that formula, but that seems to be the formula of what we're talking about here. Doing your part, sharing your business with people every single day, smiling, being contagious. You know, the way things are going, Roland, and the way things are happening in this economy, who knows, up, down, sideways, back and forth, who knows what's happening. But I do know one thing, that I control who I speak to. I control who I smile at. I control who I share this business with. I control all the different travel parties I can set up with other people, and they can get like-minded folks to come. Rolling, like you said, you never know who's going to be there. You never know who's going to be that one person sitting there. You never know. All you do is set the travel party up, do your part, put it together, Rolling. We put this cruise together. The company's put together this convention, these training courses that are going on the cruise, on the convention. Rolling, the stage is set. People's lives will transform just over the next few months as these things take place, Rolling. It's exciting to be a part of it all. It's exciting to grab friends and be there with you. It's exciting to see the people that we've shared the business with, who shared it with others, and jackpot. We've developed leaders and directors and bonus earners and ring wearers all along. Rolling, here it all is. We're putting it together, and this week, we're going to be featuring so many different principles, so many different things. Wrapping up this blitz, get your sneakers on, get your Wheaties eaten, get everything ready to go, because we're in exciting times here in the stretch of this convention, of sharing the business, of utilizing the tools that are there for you, of just speaking to that pastor, or speaking to that person in real estate, or speaking to that person. Roland, we control what we do, just like the spider. Spin your web, share your business. All we do is plant the seed. Who knows where it's going to go? Roland, we're all excited about this cruise. We're all excited. We got some special guests going to be a part of the call this week. So I hope everyone's ready. I hope everyone's been listening. I hope everyone is doing, spending that private time in the morning. I hope everyone is utilizing their 30-day mental fast. Everyone is doing all the right things, following all the right recipes, Roland. And here it is. making history with YTB. I've talked to Jerome Hughes, and he just went on and on and on and over and over and over how special their crews were, and as much as they put into it, they had no idea the coach was going to be as good as he was, and things were going to... Well, it's just all falling into place. And for those that have come aboard, we just now start listening to this call. Maybe they can't make the cruise. That's okay. But don't be mad when we're talking about it. It's so powerful that we've been involved with these type of events before, and we're excited to see it all happen again. Our time has gotten away from us. I'm going to pause for a second, Roland, and turn it over to you just to take it away, close the call like you do each and every morning. Take it away, Roland.
James, I would love to, man. I remember you, James, one time as you closed the call, not closed the call, but as you closing meetings, and you said, man, you know, when people talk about the 5 hours, they said, what if, you know, your mother was locked up in a room, you know, and then you had to get 5 hours to get out? Would you find it? You know, I'll just say the exact same thing, man. You know, sometimes, you know, we let money get in our way, you know, and I mean, if your car was broke down right now, you had to get it fixed because you couldn't get to work. We'll find a way to make that happen, you know, so I'm just trying to say, just find a way. Just do your part, and it will happen. But James, go ahead and close the call, you know, by talking about expectation, living a life of expectancy, just expecting good things to happen to our life. There's a big difference between wondering and expecting something to happen. If you wonder something will happen, you're developing a posture of fear. When you expect something to happen, you're developing a posture of faith. You know, expect the best, and you will get the best. I was a famous trapeze artist who was instructing his students on how to perform the high trapeze bar. Then finally, after he gave a full explanation of the skill and told him exactly what to do, you know, one of the students was looking up, you know, and like, wow, man, you know, now it's my turn. So, you know, he started being afraid, and he was frozen. He was like, man, that's real high. He was terrified because all he saw was himself falling from that trapeze bar, falling. And he said, I can't do it. I can't do it, man. He was so deep in fear. I can't do it because it was so high. All he saw, vision itself, was falling from that trapeze bar. And the instructor came to him and said, son, you can do it, and I will tell you how. And he made one of the wisest remarks ever. He said, all you have to do is throw your heart over the bar and your body will follow. All you have to do is throw your heart over the bar and your body will follow. Guys, all we have to do is believe in what we're doing. Believe in what we're doing, and everything else will fall in place. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Torres, we'll skip a level in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because of God, all things are possible. Be blessed. You on the call in the morning.
All right. Hey, we had some technical difficulties and some glitches here this morning, but we was able to get the call out there to you and try to follow up here with a few comments and just get ready for later on the day for you can't win if you don't plug in. Monty, you on the line?
Yes, Italo, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, yeah, we had a few technical difficulties this morning, but we managed to get through it so we could get the call recorded and out there for people to listen to through the radio program, and hey, I'm glad I was able to reach you this morning so we was able to work out these technical difficulties. What you got to call this morning?
Hey, man, expectations. I think that's so important. A lot of people don't have expectations of themselves, so therefore they don't have expectations of their business. I mean, how can you make a plan to run a successful business if you don't first know what you expect out of your business? And I thought that was very important. And then the other thing that they were talking about was you're in control. See, you're always the lead dog. You're always in control, especially when you own a business. You make the decisions. You know, there may be systems and stuff in place that you follow, but, you know, you've got to make the decision to go in that direction, to follow those systems. And I just thought all of that was important, man, and always practice patience. You've got to be patient. You know, when you decide to go to work and the results aren't coming as quickly as you think they should be coming, you should practice patience. So God has instilled all of this within us, and we just have to use that God has instilled in us, man.
Yeah, that whole patience and understanding, you know, hey, you just got to, we talk about, called filling up the pipeline.
Right.
You know? And if you fill the pipeline, we'll be talking about, folks, just imagine if, you know, there was a pipe about 4 inches long, 2 inches wide, you know, and you just kept putting pieces of paper in it, pieces of paper in it, pieces of paper in it. well, eventually, some, you know, they're going to come out on the other end. And so when you're prospecting and when you're talking to people, and though you want people to sign up right then and there, you want people to see it right then and there, you know, you have to put that, as Monty was saying, the patience. You know, you know they're in the pipeline, and, hey, eventually, you know, they're going to come out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I have one person that's on my power team who it took 6 months before they signed up in the business. Even though I wanted them to see it right then and there when I first showed it to them, but they was in the pipeline. And, you know, it was 6 months later that they signed up. How they signed up? 6 months later, what happened was they kept getting bombarded by other people, but they remembered that I shared the opportunity with them first. They called me up, and they signed themselves up. So, but by putting them in the pipeline, I had figured, well, maybe, you know, maybe they ain't going to do nothing. You know, I didn't talk to them, I just need to just don't even worry them no more, you know. And I got a call from them one day, you know, I'm on your page. What did I click here to sign up? And so saying again, people, to say, you know, patience, you know, just keep plugging away. You don't know when things are going to happen for you, but if you have faith, and it's if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains out of your way.
And the other thing to tell is that people's lives are always changing. See, that's the most consistent thing that happens in our life is change. So like you say, when you plant that seed and you keep nurturing that seed, I mean, you plant that seed, you don't just not follow up with it and every now and then make a telephone call, hey, how you doing? I'm still doing what I'm doing, and these type things. So, you know, the patience and the follow-up, because people's lives are constantly changing. That's the way of the world, Satali.
Yes, sure is. And with that said, hey, unless you have anything else you want to share, I'm going to go on and close out for this morning, and I'll get back at you.
Okay, man.
All right.